The history of rock and roll continues on a chart sweep through 1970. '70 was a year that the Netherlands invaded America with a shocking blue. Their lead singer, Mariska Veres, didn't know a word of English and had to phonetically learn the lyrics to the song. Another lady had a hit that year, Diana Ross of the Supremes. Diana recalled their 12th number one record.
Johnny Bristow wrote this song for us, and we had him to get in another studio, and I could only hear him through my earphones. And he would do little things to give me the feeling to sing along with, like "Sang It, Sweetie," and you know, "I Know," and all that. So it sounded so good till Barry was in the studio. I was telling Barry, you know, like he should put Johnny in the background because he was really sounding really good. So on one of the tapes, they opened his mic up, and that was the tape that was released.
Just say for you.
Someday We'll Be Together from The Supremes featuring Diana Ross.
When it was released, we had decided that I would go out as a single. And everyone felt that this song meant that someday Diana Ross and The Supremes will be back together. And maybe it might have that meaning, which would be nice, you know.
We'll be hearing more from Diana later on in the history, but for now, here's a collage of just a few of the big hits of 1970.
My Bellamy, a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun.
Indiana wants me, Lord, I can't go back there.
Got a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me.
This
karma's
gonna get you.
Give me just a little more time,
just a little more time,
and I'll surely grow.
Whoa, I can beat up. We could make it together.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain,
a rainy night in Georgia.
We've only begun.
My brother.
Little wine, take that girl. Little wine, take that girl.
Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Dawn broke in 1970. The group's lead singer and driving force, Tony Orlando, recalled their first number one hit.
We all thought it was a unique novelty record, and of course it was talking about the life of a couple in love in a tenement building somewhere in New York City, and we really didn't quite know whether the record would have some appeal, and thank the good Lord, it ended up selling 6 million records worldwide. And something interesting at the end of the record was that we literally did use the ceiling in the recording studio and the pipes in the recording studio the last time that the drum goes dum, bum, bump, and that whole ceiling begins to crash, and then some radio stations, it distorts. It's not your radio stations, it's the ceiling itself.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hall.
Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
Knock Three Times. Dawn became the nation's second biggest seller of single records in 1970. They did it without a single concert tour or live appearance. Later, they changed all that and hosted their own television show. Next, the biggest hit of a goat farmer when the history of rock and roll continues. We continue now with the history of rock and roll, 1970.
To rest, gonna go to
Norman Greenbaum was a former lead singer of Dr. West's Medicine Show and Junk Band. When they broke up, Norman found himself a soloist, and he wrote and recorded his own hit, Spirit in the Sky. The history of rock and roll continues with a collage of number one music from 1970.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
'70 was the most successful year for a group sometimes called the American Beatles. John Fogerty talked about the music he wrote for Creedence Clearwater Revival.
My first music introduction to the music I dug, let's say, seemed to be coming from a group of artists who probably didn't even know each other, but I was, let's say, the center of their attention. In other words, I was in the middle and they were all saying these things. And I put them all together, whereas maybe they never even met each other. Like Carl Perkins, Howlin' Wolf, early Roy Orbison, early Elvis Presley, Muddy Waters, the Chess record thing and the Sun record thing. They all seemed to be from this part of the country, from Louisiana or Memphis, because they said that a lot in their songs.
Traveling Band from Creedence Clearwater Revival. In 1970, they became the first group to equal the Beatles' record of 8 million sellers in 1 year. Burton Cummings of the Guess Who, long Canada's top rock and roll band, remembered writing their 1970 hit with Randy Bachman.
He had the guitar riff all figured out, and he also had No Time Left For You, No Time Left For You. And I liked the idea of an overlapping line. no time left for, on my way to Beltan, da da da. So he would sing that original riff with the guitar thing, and I just sang over it, and you know, in its day, again, it was one of those things that was a very, very sophisticated record.
No time left for you.
On my way to
no
better things, I found myself some way.
No time left for you.
Distant roads are
no
calling
time
me.
For you.
Da, 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 da. No time for a summer friend. No time for the love you send.
Time with the Guess Who, the history of rock and roll moves on to meet songwriter Jim Peterik. Jim talked about the inspiration for one of the biggest hits of 1970.
The girl I'm married to now was giving me such a rough time. It was like unbelievable. She made me drive her to modeling school like every day. And I started feeling really being used one time because I didn't get any affection in return. You know, all I did was drive her to the school. So one day I was driving along the Eisenhower Expressway and I said, you know, all I am is your vehicle. And all of a sudden I'd say, hell, man, I'm going to write a song. So I went home and put that down. In the Ides of March, we worked it up at first, and we played it at a few gigs and started getting a really great response. So finally we recorded it. It's just another tune. You know, we didn't think it was anything real special. You know, we recorded it with about five other tunes for a demo for Warner Brothers. And all of a sudden we started getting all these long-distance phone calls saying, you got a smash on your hands.
Stranger in the black sedan, I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere.
Ides of March and Vehicle, featuring the lead vocal of Jim Peterick. Next, a man from Ireland whose nickname was the Belfast Cowboy. His biggest hit is coming up when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues as our chart sweep moves into 1971.
Come on, I just got set. Think it's time for a change. Disgusted, start thinking that I'm strange. Dead kids are going to ground, get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst or what is best. Do it. Oh, domino.
Van Morrison and Domino from the spring of 1971. The same year brought success to a band from Los Angeles. Corey Wells of Three Dog Night remembered the unusual recording session for Liar.
Danny wanted to give it an odd vocal sound. So he sang it in a toilet. They took all the microphones and Danny sang in the bathroom. Matter of fact, very close to the commode to get the resonant sound.
I will never leave.
No, that's true.
You want me to stay.
Dog Night and Liar, a song composed by Russ Ballard, formerly of Argent. Right now, the history of rock and roll looks back with a musical collage of other big hits from 1971.
Ha! What you see, is what you get, is what you get.
She's got style, she's got grace, she's a lady.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you.
Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow. In the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
In 1971, Ike and Tina Turner had their first top 10 record. Ike Turner was asked about the musical range of Tina.
Anything you tell her to do, she can sing it back to you. It can be long hair song, it can be rock and roll, it can be rockabilly, it can be completely just rhythm and blues, you know, and like, it can be, she'll sing it back to you, and then when you give it to her, she really gets in the song.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see, we never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way that things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning.
Clearwater Revival had done the song just 1 year before, but in the spring of 1971, Ike and Tina Turner's soulful version of Proud Mary earned them a Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance by a Group. Next, more from 1971, when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues on a chart sweep through 1971.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Mr.
this American pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Dancing in the gym, you both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss America. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. Borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. In the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan light.
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, and she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean, who wrote and sang American Pie, explained how it came to be.
When I turned 25 years old, I realized that it was a moment, you know, it's like crossing a certain threshold. And I never looked back in my life, but I did then. I remembered and started to get into all of my earlier influences, the 50s things that I had really forgotten about because I wasn't into performing in the 50s. I was just a kid, like everybody else, 12, 13 years old, listening to Elvis and Buddy Holly and Bo Diddley, and suddenly I realized that all the music that I knew was valid, and I began to just tune in rather naturally on the feelings that I had about that period in my life, and from it I developed an idea which I was going to turn into a parable, a story which really has absolutely nothing to do with Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones. It has entirely to do with America. And the fact that people were drawn into the song as a result of symbols that I chose to use was the reason I chose those symbols in the first place. It's because I wanted people to dig themselves. And the only way to do that was to get them to see what they had been living through. And that was what American Pie was. It was an overview of music.
The history of rock and roll now moves on from Don McLean to present a collage of number one records from 1971.
On the ceiling, if you want me. One bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch, girl.
Oh! Good enough for me and my Bobby.
With just my imagination,
John, do the world.
My sugar.
Got a friend.
Can you mend the broken heart?
Hands across the water.
Go away, little girl.
Go away, little girl.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you.
Dear, please, travel and leave.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
The history of rock and roll will continue in a moment.